With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, including the Commissioner of Police Derek Byrne and representatives of Cayman's LGBTQ community, meet to discuss several initiatives, including police taking part in diversity training, as well as to air out concerns over recent social media postings about the LGBTQ community.
Last Friday's meeting was very good and was very productive. There was lots of open discussion where the community expressed a number of their concerns. The main concern expressed was that the community felt marginalised by some members of the public. Concerns were expressed that the RCIPS did not fully understand the issues impacting the community and that complaints and reports made to police were not always taken as seriously as they should.
Police say it was agreed that stronger alliances will be forged to ensure the law is being upheld and that the LGBTQ plus community is safe.
The community expressed that they simply wished to work closely with the RCIPS to ensure that the concerns are heard, treated seriously, and that they are better supported by the police. I did agree that sensitization training would be included as part of our diversity training, and I also agreed to the appointment of a liaison officer to the community to streamline the communication process. I've committed that all complaints received from the community will be taken seriously and that investigations will be initiated where appropriate.
As we mentioned, diversity training was raised as a significant issue for police officers, and officials say that will be progressed as part of sensitization training that will take place in the coming weeks. Radio Cayman asked LGBTQ plus advocate and attorney Dr. Leonardo Raznovich about the subject of diversity training in general and what the goal of that type of training is. With some people set in their attitudes and beliefs, Dr. Raznovich says the training may not be effective for them, but there is a group who it will help.
What there is are people who actually do not want to discriminate on any grounds, but they don't realize that in the daily work they maybe are discriminated because of any grounds which they don't realize. And that doesn't necessarily have to be LGBT rights. It could be, you know, old people, it could be young people, it could be your perception of a prostitute. There could be different grounds on which you, on your daily life, you build your life around assumptions, which, you know, are just simply that, assumptions.
So is it possible to separate what your personal views or beliefs may be from the actions and the way in which you treat people as a choice, not as a belief?
Of course. Your beliefs are your beliefs, and they should not necessarily have an impact in the way in which you actually behave or conduct your business or make decisions about people's life or career progression or whatever. You could be a Christian churchgoer who believes in God, in Christ, and everything that comes with it, with the package. But, you know, as the manager of your team, you shouldn't be making preference on grounds which are not valid grounds, whether it's, you know, the race, whether it's the nationality, whether it's the sexual orientation. Those have nothing to do with the professionalism and the success of the person that you have in front of you.
Dr. Raznovich says one of the most valuable aspects of this type of training is that it can help people in positions of authority identify their own unconscious bias and create awareness. The Cayman Islands government is working on a strategy to make it easier for people to get around Georgetown.
So we are in the process of designing a pilot program with a hop-on, hop-off around town, and we hope to launch it within sometime next month. But we've identified already a park and ride location where you can either park your bicycle, park your car, and then you can take the hop-on, hop-off service around Georgetown, hitting all of the key points between the banks, the government offices, the public bus stop, telecom companies. So we have a very strategic route developed.
Planning Minister the Honorable Joseph Hugh tells Radio Cayman that government hopes to use private tourism buses initially while putting together a request for proposals for electric buses. These would be used to replace the private buses once the tourism sector reopens.
We're also looking at the possibility of using some of the larger tour buses to run a pilot program on a direct bus route from the eastern districts. So perhaps three stops on the way into town, but it's straight into town.
And Mr. Hugh says these programs will hopefully address some of the issues with morning and evening traffic that has been plaguing parts of Grand Cayman of late.
Finding efficient, reliable, and affordable solutions for people moving up and down throughout the island will help alleviate cars on the road as traffic starts to get later and later in the evenings now, as well as the issue with persons drinking and driving. So these are all of the efforts that we're focusing on. We may get to the point where the hop on, hop off may extend down to Seven Mile Beach. It may extend into other sides of Georgetown, but at the moment we're going to focus on moving people around the town.
More details are expected to be released to the public in the coming weeks. Cayman Turtle Conservation and Education Center staff released two green sea turtles into the wild and clean up Garvin Park in West Bay. On Friday, CTC crew members gathered at West Bay Public Beach to send off the turtles that had been raised at the center. Turtle Center Education Officer Shauna McGill says one of the biggest reasons turtles are important is that they act as the lawnmowers of the ocean, controlling seagrass.
The more turtles we have in the wild, the healthier coral reefs will be. Plastics and trash in the sea are really the biggest danger. Even all seven species of sea turtles have been found to have plastics in their system. That's a very sad fact because it makes them very sick very quickly. What I encourage people to do is pick up at least 3 pieces of trash or plastic a day. Just that small daily effort can lead to a big impact in protecting our environment.
On Saturday, more than 20 volunteers from Cayman Turtle Center headed out just after sunrise to clean up Garvin Park in West Bay. Cayman Turtle Center Managing Director Tim Adam.
It is very important that we take care of our coastline by removing the trash and debris that is near the shore, particularly to avoid it getting washed back into the sea, but also to avoid it causing problems on land to a whole variety of creatures. Our passion is sea turtles, which are iconic species, but they and many other creatures in the sea can be harmed very much by any floating debris or even any debris on the seafloor.
The cleanup was part of the Chamber of Commerce's annual island-wide cleanup. HSM Scholarship Fund recipient Tarek Francis has successfully completed his 2-year Associate of Applied Science Hospitality Management degree at the University College of the Cayman Islands. The 19-year-old, who is graduating with honors, hopes to become an executive chef and plans to further his education by going overseas.
Tarek has done exceedingly well, and we're extremely proud of him. We just can't wait to see what he's going to do on Cayman's culinary scene.
HSM managing partner Hugh Moses tells Radio Cayman the firm's scholarship fund is not tied to legal studies, and eligibility is open to all residents in the Cayman Islands between the ages of 16 and 25 years old. Applications are accepted throughout the year. Email octagon@cnw.ky for more details. Cayman will be celebrating those who have built this country in October with Older Persons Month. Jasmine Powell with the Elderly Services Unit tells Radio Cayman the pandemic will not be thwarting all of this year's activities.
And it begins with a bang with the International Day of Older Persons, which is the 1st of October. So yes, our activities have curtailed. We won't have any gala this year, so sorry. But we have other things in place.
Department of Children and Family Services Sigrid Menchart tells Radio Cayman this year's theme is Life Stories Then and Now.
We've partnered with the National Archive. We have interviewed several older persons about their life stories, talking about specific subjects like communication changes, leisure time, how was it to grow up, how was it to be married and have children and to take care of those children. And we're going to be on television, on GIS television, during the month of October on every Thursday at 6:30 p.m.
DCFS will also recognize 7 OLP ambassadors for 2020. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.